Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What is Spank and Spunk?
What's your other name?
Oh, Spank and Spunk.
I think I got around to that episode sometime over the weekend.
Oh, Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. Down to like 4 in the tank.
All right.
I'm only 4 episodes behind. Still have a live audience.
Oh, wow. When were they done recording that?
I don't know.
It must be back in February.
Well, Craig said something.
Maybe early March. There was no audience after that.
Before we went on our spring break, Craig said something about them eliminating the crowds. So they must tape 6-8 weeks in advance now.
Yeah. You can ask Wayne Brady that, and he'll just say, well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know, dude.
They wrapped it up in October.
I don't know, dude.
Okay, we didn't get this email. It's kind of long, but it's well written.
All right.
Hey, fellas, it's Monday. Nothing too happy about it anyway. I won't ramble. Well, he does. Y'all make this dark time in history a little brighter for the unemployed average idiot like myself, so thank you very much for that. I cut hair at my brother's barbershop just north of your radio station. I've been closed since mid-March.
Jeez.
Last segment, Friday, you read an email about a lucky bastard who calls himself Bugman.
I didn't even hear the Bugman part, did you?
Yeah.
The guy said that? Okay.
Right. And is getting laid by his wife and one of her coworkers. Remember this guy said his wife is going to treat him to her coworker?
Once the virus is over.
Yeah.
Right. Treat them to one of your
coworkers. Thinking sometime in October.
Right.
Now, I'm just a barber, no moron like Doc Meany, but I digress. I did some digging and found the only Bugman I have as a client. And I could tell you, yeah, this son of a bitch Bugman, that's what people call him. No, not your usual, they call me Rex. No, they don't. They call you Steve. He has pulled it off. It's incredible. And yes, he does have an attractive wife that seems to have stored up a lot of energy from quarantine. So naturally, I texted Mr. Bug, and the guy couldn't keep it together. It's him. No real reason behind this email except to ramble and burn some energy. I just wanted to let you know that Bugman really is Bugman. And yes, he has the capacity to pull this off come October.
Well, he's a guy that does bugs, right?
Yeah.
Chicks melt.
Good for him.
Guy that sprays for bugs. Chicks melt on that, right? So he does? Sprays for bugs?
I would assume.
Yeah, I think if you're called Bugman.
If you call yourself Bugman.
I hope so. Hopefully it's something like that.
You may be in the extermination business.
I'm guessing so. Otherwise, it's really not that.
Hope it's not like your pet or something.
It's not that kind of, not really a kind nickname unless you do that, I guess.
Yeah, especially during a pandemic.
Yeah.
You don't want to call yourself Bugman.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Like you're the guy with the giant cockroach collection at home
Jesus,
or something.
Thank,
you know,
God,
like,
thank God you said roach. That was you put a lot of emphasis on those first two words in that sentence. Giant, you know.
Cockroach.
I know.
It's a bug.
But you said.
The big ones.
You said the C word really loud and it was just great. It was excellent.
Like those ones you see at the zoo.
I know
just,
exactly.
Huge.
Yeah.
Nasty.
I'll show you one during the break.
No, you won't.
Morning, Craig. How was your weekend?
I was great.
All right.
Fun? Did you have some fun?
Yes.
Trying to figure out if Kim Jong-un is dead or not.
Yeah, are we ever going to find
some
that out?
Deep dive stuff.
Yeah, we'll find out sometime. Well,
describe to me your idea of fun.
Yeah.
I really didn't do anything that we would call fun. I mean,
really?
We existed.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah, didn't you get to hang out with the lovely missus?
Yeah, we did that.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it's...
There you go.
It's good.
Our houses are fuller than his house, so, you know. It's good, yeah. You know, so he's with her every day.
That's great.
We got out. And
what'd you do?
Walk some dogs.
We all did, right? Sat around.
Yeah, I did nothing.
Sat around on our ass.
I read a lot.
All right.
Did you?
I forwarded a lot of Well, some of them were virus stories, but some of them were non-corona news.
Good.
Looking out for Craig.
Thank you.
Do you have the story from NPR?
No.
Libtards.
But we will.
Okay. So I don't need to steal your thunder here?
No, you can't.
The
Go ahead.
Team of disease modelers from the University of Washington Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, how they figured out, you know, when would be a good time for most of these states to actually open up. And their answer is when they reach an infection rate of one infection per million people in a given state.
So we're a lot
Is
higher.
That the 0.8 to 1.2 that Cuomo's talking about?
That might be something similar.
Yeah, I saw Cuomo. God, I like him because he has facts out there.
But they put out a chart of a projected date for each state when they think, based on the projections that they have.
Oh, each state, okay. I think every state is kind of different.
They're all different.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Hawaii and Montana, they're projecting it could open up on the 6th of May.
You know, I've been to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Rich Island. You're like a licky-dicky.
Those are the earliest ones. Because the rest of them are all trending up.
Yeah, it's including Nebraska.
You want to go to Nebraska? Let's go through May.
Not really.
Let's go through June. Oh, no, the last two are North Dakota, July 19th, Nebraska, July 3rd.
No,
our
governor's May 4th.
That's when it's supposed to be flattening, or at least leveling out, plateauing, getting to that point where it's one infection per million people.
I think we're gonna bust that because our governor's hell bent on opening everything up. You know.
Well, then
things are open now.
That will just push.
With exception of restaurants and bars, I mean, every store I drive past is packed. Lowe's, Walmart, they were just completely packed. They're right near my house. I could drive past them. They're completely packed.
How are the parks?
You know what? There's
packed?
A park. There's a park down from my. It's for the neighborhood, but it's not. It would be public. I might get pulled up there and. No, it's not really packed, you know.
There were
but
kids.
But that's also not one of the city parks. So city parks, so they must be. They probably were packed, weren't they?
I don't know.
Okay.
I thought you weren't supposed to be on the playground equipment.
Not on the equipment. They're still saying that.
Wow, there are kids on the playground equipment.
Yeah, because they're saying. I'm thinking. Yeah, Stothert, our mayor said something like they don't have the resources to clean all the playing equipment all the time, which I understand to do it every time. But how about that? Nobody's going to listen to you. They're going to get on it,
right?
And they did.
Then don't open the park.
Exactly. Why do they think people are going to do stuff? Voluntarily. I never got that, you know? I wouldn't do it.
No.
It's
Christy
free,
said...
Free country. It's constitutional right to get on the monkey bars.
Something out loud
that's
about...
That's in the monkey bar constitution.
The kids on the playground.
Oh, great band
equipment.
Name. The monkey bar constitution. Oh, to their face?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
As we walked by them. Because they're not supposed to be on the playground equipment.
No, they're not.
And I don't understand why they opened the park. I mean, you can't tell a kid.
No.
I suppose you could tell a kid, but don't take them to the park and say, see that playground equipment?
Yeah,
you can't use it.
Yeah, it looks like fun. Wee! Just yell off to the side of the merry-go-round. Wee!
So, the park I lived by was not particularly busy, except for that group of people I saw.
Right.
You know, I see some people playing on the baseball diamond.
Right.
Some people walking through, walking their dogs, including us.
I saw a guy pissing on the golf course yesterday because he was actually at an area where one of the tees had a bathroom too. I know because I played that course, and I guess the bathrooms were locked. And he was over there just whizzing in the broad daylight behind a bush. And my wife and I were walking. He turns around. My wife goes. She looks and looks at me. Goes. He just shrugs. I said, "Yeah, what are you gonna do, man? You got to pee somewhere. I don't care."
You're the last person to give anybody crap for peeing on a golf course.
Yeah, I pee everywhere on a golf course. I think you should be. And this guy, was. Good for him.
I just assumed this guy was you until you said you were walking with your wife.
No. By the way, I've had
I
to do that.
I saw a guy.
I've had to pee on those walks before, and I do just go into the golf course. Because you can. You go into the golf course or walk into a bush somewhere or a tree, and you're like, you're a guy on the golf course, you know?
Even if the Port-a-Johns are open.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
I'm peeing outside.
All the time.
That's what the tires of the cart are for.
Damn right they are. That's exactly what they're for.
In France, they opened up some of the McDonald's there, and there are some lines that are 3 hours long.
That's another thing. I'm pretty sure all four of us are the same. We're not line guys anyway.
No,
you know,
no,
I don't even go to.
No.
We're so spoiled with concerts. I don't go anywhere unless I get in a special way. I mean, I have, but I go, can I get in the back way? Can I go that way? Sure. So I could, I couldn't see myself waiting in line for anything coming up. Now, I understand that we're not hurting food-wise. And if you have to, and you see all across the country, these food banks are losing, not having enough food. And there's some sort of stupid law that nobody can get food from, I don't know what it was, it's an ag law that they'd rather, the poor, they have to pour the milk out and says give it to food banks or something like that. It's really weird. It's a weird law. I don't know what it's about. Yeah, there's a bunch of different stuff that people are throwing out. Farmers are not their fault. The law says it can't be given anywhere, and nobody can just change it. Oh, they can change it, but they won't. Sorry, sound like Lewis for a second. So yeah, I can stand that, but the lines are just ridiculous. I can you imagine being in big lines to do stuff?
No.
Yeah.
And people are. There are people standing. Are you waiting in lines 10, 12, 15 hours?
Well, the food part, yeah, for sure. Well, they got to feed their family. I understand that.
Exactly.
I'm talking about you. Are you waiting in line for 4 hours at a McDonald's?
No.
No. I saw the Chick-fil-A line, you know, since it's out, the obviously indoors is closed, so it was a hell of a lot further than it usually is, and I just yelled down, it's a chicken sandwich, and drove past them.
I stood in line all day Sunday.
It's a chicken sandwich.
At Chick-fil-A.
Did you really?
Never got served.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Nope.
They suck.
Oh.
Waited all damn day for a Chick-fil-A sandwich on Sunday, and nothing.
Wow. That doesn't sound like them.
You know, despite
they probably thought you were gay.
Reassuring email we got from, I think it was a lady who worked for the Ag Department in the state of Nebraska, saying that the U.S. has a large, large stockpile of meat.
Oh, yeah. I
keep seeing people panicking about, you know, we're going to be short of meat, including
Tyson.
Tyson, because they closed a plant in Waterloo, Iowa. They closed a plant somewhere else. I want to say Illinois or Indiana. And all the pig plants that got shut down. The one in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, they had a couple other locations that they had to shut down.
Tyson is warning that the food supply chain is breaking. They took out a full-page ad in the New York Times forecasting a shortage of their pork, their beef, and their chicken as plants are closing. And then a lot of employees tested positive for the COVID-19. They say they're going to have to pay out.
I bet they're illegals too, man.
They say they're going to pay out $60 million in thank you bonuses to their workers.
Well.
But still, they say their food supply chain is breaking.
It doesn't matter if they're illegal. They're still among us.
Yes,
and you're still stacking them on top of each other so you can make your bacon.
That's right. You said making bacon.
Yeah, I got a feeling some of these plants really didn't put a lot of safety measures into place as they continued working. I got a feeling none of the owners and CEOs and the higher-ups are on the front lines.
Nope.
When it comes to cranking out your pork sausage.
Cranking out the pork sausage last night.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now, some people in Vietnam reportedly killing black cats and selling them into a paste, or making them into a paste and selling it as a coronavirus cure.
Well, people are saying that. Whisper that in the orange guy's ear this weekend. See what today and see what he says on stage.
People are saying
you can smear cats.
The black cat paste is the way to go.
Like to kill your black cats. That's what you should do.
The No to Dog Meat charity says that the practice is mainly done around Hanoi, where the cats are boiled, skinned, and cooked before being ground into an allegedly medicinal paste. They say that this can treat the COVID-19.
So it's fixed?
Yeah, you can see the video footage.
Oh, no.
Showing rows of dead cats drying in the sun.
I am not a...
That can't smell good.
That's just horrible,
man. And a baby being fed the mixture.
Oh, Jesus. Good morning, Craig.
Experts say, probably not. But maybe we should look into it.
Well, I was just being sarcastic when I said kill all those cats.
Right.
I was being sarcastic.
Perhaps you should repeat that last part.
Yes.
About the experts.
Right.
Experts say, maybe...
See, but a lot of people probably didn't hear that.
No.
And now they're going to be... experts say there's no evidence to support the claim that eating cats protects against
disease. Some people just heard the first part of your story, and they're going out to eat a black cat now.
Suck down a Tide Pod and drink some Chaser, Clorox Chaser, man.
Do some Comet off the ass of a stripper. Comet or Ajax? I don't know what's better to snort.
I don't know. Probably neither one.
They're both abrasive.
I bet you it burns like a mother, too, man.
Oh, yeah, but it scours your lungs.
Good lets boy. You know you're alive.
Gets that virus right the hell out of there.
People are saying.
It lets you know you're alive.
Momentarily.
Dr. Bean is hating this whole subject.
Yeah. And we're about to...
And we're the ones trying to give out good information. we're actually being discriminating, except for the black cat story.
Yeah, but we've set a bar with people knowing we're full of crap.
True.
You know? Don't listen to us.
Yeah, but there's times they probably should.
Well, okay.
Yes.
I think those times are discernible.
United States up to about are approaching the 1 million mark as far as infections go for the COVID.
Do you even know anybody?
Yeah, but
I know a bunch of people now.
It'll be dead by the end of April.
Like a miracle.
It'll just go away.
Yeah.
Good. Looking forward to that.
Me too. Just a couple more days, kids.
Christ, we need haircuts. God. I know I came from a generation that didn't care because their hair was long most of the time anyway, but it's just so funny how people just freak out about barbershops.
I get that I'm in a business where it does not matter.
Yeah.
But
you always wear your hair short.
But I've never... This is completely foreign territory to me, I don't care.
Well, yeah, and you're right. And you still don't have long hair.
No, I mean but it's...
Once it starts getting around your ears, that's what I want to see.
You know? It's starting to curl over the years a little bit, but yeah.
Go over the years.
It's longer than
and that's not even long for you. It is
in forever.
Yeah, for you it is, right.
So but whatever. Yeah, who cares?
I know you don't care.
You know, where are you going that you need a haircut?
And mainly, I was talking about dudes too, because the women, I understand, it's more of their routine. I get it.
But even then,
don't go
as
to
much
a,
as ever.
Yeah, exactly. Don't go exactly.
But you want to look good for your protest,
right?
Nobody's asking you to go work and, you know, become Rosie the Riveter.
No.
They're asking you to not get a haircut.
They had
chill
they,
out.
They were showing lines at a barbershop in Atlanta because they opened up, and it was and people were just basically looking in hazmat outfits, cutting these dudes' hair, and you know, and there was a line around the block for a barbershop, and every one of them had short hair. I'm thinking, dude, you don't need anything. I mean, black and white guys. I realize that's the look, and they want the barbershops are big now, and I know some barbers, and that's their livelihood, and they will open up. But I always thought, why are there 14 guys in line and looks like not one of them need a haircut?
but they do.
Well, we came from a generation where it didn't matter. That's what it is.
Right. You got to keep that.
Yeah. If your long hair is like we never really cared, you know?
Yeah.
Did you see the flyer that was promoting the protest at the state capitol coming up on Friday?
Our state capitol.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to read it? Because I know it's idiotic. I've seen it.
Yeah, it's kind of small print here.
Okay.
But I'll do my best. I may have to get my glasses out here.
All right.
Some of the demonstration guidelines include no Confederate, Nazi, or political flags. If you have to say that.
I know. Well, it's a Trump rally, so you're going to have all three of those. You know?
I was going to say right there, it's not happening.
Exactly. I mean, that's what these things are. They're,
right.
They're rallies.
Keep your guns and rifles in your car.
It's crazy.
Not happening.
Right.
What? No! What about my constitutional right?
Especially for white guys to have
Do you think people are going to pay attention to this?
Nope.
Not at all.
Not if you're telling me I can't have my constitutional rights that I think I have.
That's like the three things that some guy was bringing.
Yeah.
His Trump flag, his Nazi flag, and his Confederate flag, and his gun. That's the four things he was bringing.
And right. How are you going to enforce that? What are you going to do if some guy is carrying a Trump banner, a Nazi flag, and his AR-15?
I don't know.
What are you going to do to him?
Politely ask him to leave.
I'm going
to
enforce the Second
Amendment. Make him run after you because he'll run out of wind anyway eventually. Take the flag and run. Yeah. Get a bunch of fast athletes to take the Confederate flag and run with it.
Yeah. Stay courteous at all times. That's another one of the guys.
0-3.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, our governor just said everything's opening up May 4th. I mean, not everything, but a lot. And so why are they protesting?
No signs with bigotry, political messages, or off-topic messages. What the hell does that mean?
Abortion kills too, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Abortion kills more.
Stay focused on one message.
This hanger's killed 5 people. It's an really extra good one. They used it for a lot. People borrowed it. It was Plan C was the hanger. I get a Plan C to hand you a hanger at the Walgreens. They don't, by the way. I want to bring them down there. They will give you Plan B, right? I don't need it because I don't have sex with somebody that's fertile. That's a quality thing to say, right?
I'm fertile.
Yeah, you are. But good thing we can't reproduce. Holy crap. That kid be messed up.
You think the Duggars had a bunch of kids? You two would have given them a run for their money.
Right. Yeah, that when is that? I'm going to go down there. I'm going to go down and protest.
Yeah. Friday, May 1st.
No, I'm not.
At noon.
Oh, no, it's nap time. Oh.
Yeah, no, that's not good for me.
Yeah, that's not good for me. I do think there's going to have to be coming from the side where to be careful. I think there will have to be some sort of breaking point for a lot of states because I think people are not going to care anymore. Because I think that they think, well, I've sacrificed for 6 weeks. I'm over it. And that's a shame. But I think that's going to happen. I think the dam is slowly going to break anyway.
Absolutely.
Unless the states have some sort of plan. All
I've done my bit.
Yeah, and I understand that, you know, because I know for a fact my home state ain't opening up anytime soon, but it's right on the coast. Where I live now seems a little bit less, although it scares the hell out of me. Every time I see somebody in the hospital looking really, really bad and really, really sick and dying, I'm thinking, man, I don't want to catch that.
And what are the ramifications if a business opens up and a worker
gets sick,
doesn't want to go back to work?
I know, right.
They would rather stay home, stay safe, follow some suggested guidelines.
I'm guessing they'll be really polite and
do
fire
they
that
lose
person.
Their job? Do they lose their unemployment benefits at that point?
I know a lot of some businesses, before when everything's first started and not everybody had shut down, I think a lot of businesses were saying, look, if you don't want to come to work, that's fine. We're not going to take your job away, but you're not going to get paid either.
So they're going to take away your unemployment? Because that's a whole different thing, too.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
If you have a job offered back, does unemployment go away? That's where they should allow those people to stay on unemployment.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Too nervous going back to work.
But yeah, I do know of businesses that were saying, that's fine, we get it. If you don't want to come in, that's fine. You don't have to, but you're not going to get paid. We're not going to do anything for you, but we're not going to take your job away.
Well, we work at a radio station, obviously, that's why you're listening, but our salespeople haven't been here in weeks. I know they're working at home. They're doing as much as they can at home. Well, is any talk of them coming back?
Not that I've heard.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know. And that's, you know.
Well, they don't have to.
No, technically they don't, but I mean,
They can do their job from home.
Yeah, but are they on the road visiting people? I don't think they are.
I don't think they are now. Yeah, phone calls and video, Zoom stuff.
Oh, that's right,
and
Zoom, yeah.
The state agency that promotes Hawaii tourism is now paying to get some visitors to leave.
Now Mike's got to turn back and take his guns back home.
All right.
Oh,
he was heading there already?
Yeah, he was.
It's only Monday morning, man.
He must be walking.
Right.
Now he's got to walk back to the house and put his guns back in the safe.
The Hawaii Tourism Authority has set aside $25,000 to send tourists away if they refuse to abide by the state's 14-day quarantine to stop the spread of the virus. They said last week that 19 people have been flown back to their home airport since the quarantine order took effect.
So people, if you're allowed to still fly to Hawaii, but once you get there, you have to self-quarantine for 14 days before you can do anything. Now, if you have all the vacation time in the world or just you have a lot of money and want to get out of your home state, go ahead.
Yeah, I suppose you go sit in a hotel somewhere.
Well, I would Airbnb it and that kind of cash, I'd get some bigger house. Yeah.
Probably get a steal on an Airbnb or something.
You totally could.
I need it for a month.
I need it until the quarantine's over. If you have enough money, Hawaii's the place to be.
Call it $14 a day. You can have it.
Well, that's what my son did. He sold his house.
Yeah.
And the one they were going to buy is no longer for sale. So he approached someone in Scottsdale who had an Airbnb and said, can I rent your Airbnb for 6 months? And they're hurting there. So they agreed.
Exactly.
So he's got a 6 month Airbnb, which gives him time to find a new house.
That's good.
I got a cool pool and everything, right? Hanging out in the pool.
Everybody's got a pool down there.
That's true. I would assume.
Yeah. That kind of sucks, though. You had the houses for sale. Oh, no, it's not for sale anymore.
Yep.
Sorry, you don't have a place to live.
Well, like I said, they're living in an area where people vacation, too. That helps. An Airbnb here would be what?
Yeah, not much.
They have Airbnbs in Omaha?
Oh, they have.
I suppose.
They probably do.
Yeah, certain times of the year.
You're right.
When the Berkshire Hathaway people come here, when the College World Series people come here.
Oh, that's true. There's a lot of those. I forgot about
I
forgot we used to do things in the past.
The two times a year that Omaha becomes a destination.
Well, and every couple of years when we get some NCAA basketball games in town.
I forgot we used to do things.
Yeah.
Explain this going outside and doing things when we get back, all right?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.